您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Recently, 澎湃 or the paper published a group of cartoons named The Annoying People at the Workplace. Do you have such co-workers, or maybe are you just one of them? 澎湃最近发布了一组漫画名为办公室的讨厌鬼，有没有膝盖中箭的感觉？ One of the things I definitely feel is that we are all at one time or another annoying.
Yeah, and it's funny because there's a note from some of our team.It asked the question, have you ever done such things? And then someone, whoever wrote this, said, I know you have, John. And so I'm looking at this list, trying to figure out what I've done.
I see a few.
No, so I've definitely eaten food with strong smell, but only like once or twice. Not very often. And
once or twice a week or once or twice your
entire
time?
No, I hardly ever. I mean, or at least like with a strong bad smell. Like, okay. I've eaten tuna in the office a couple of times and gotten some comments. And I've stopped doing that because, you know, it's very strongly a fish. And not everyone likes the smell of fish. But I do wear headphones.Quite often. But it's great because number three, people who always wear a headphone and never hear what other people say to them, well, it's kind of on purpose because I put my headphones on and then you're only going to bother me if it's really important.
That is true. And I think it could go either way. And because you always wear your headphones, John, and I sit right next to you and I'm such a nice person that I feel I end up being your secretary sometimes because it's my job to poke you when someone's looking for you.
You need to stop touching me.
The poking
I don't want to do that.
Because
otherwise, even if I shout his name, he's not going to realize
exactly,
it's me.
I've tried shouting at you, John, and you weren't responding.
So, and then I poked him.
Throw something at me or something. But again, I mean, if you're willing to yell at me about something, if you're willing to yell my name, then it must be important, right?
Okay. But that's going to sound annoying to other people who hear me yell.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that sort of resonates with number two on the list, which is people talking loud.
I wonder who does that, He Yang.
Okay. But don't you wear your earphones?
No, I put them on when you start talking.
But...That is so insensitive of you because of you, John, I know you're allergic to noise or sound, so I deliberately talk softly when I'm around you.
Maybe you do, but other people don't, and then they start talking to you and you get excited.
Oh, yeah.
And they get excited, and then it's just like, okay, I need to put on my headphones so I can get work done.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'm guilty of talking loud as well.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Well, John, then why don't you join us? Like, we're such a great team, and we're like having such a good time. Why don't you join us?
I have things I need to do.
And also because we are sometimes guilty of the other offense, which is talking about our new bags, our new looks, our new clothes, our new shoes.
Yes.
But you don't even care.
No, but this is the problem of being the only male in a female group is that, yeah, you know, it's nice because, like, I get to talk with girls every day. That's kind of fun. But on the other hand, there are some things that I just really do not care about.
Yeah. So let's go through this list. Which ones do you think are most annoying?
People who eat in the office but don't clean up.Basically, anyone who is not willing to clean up after themselves, especially in the public area. I mean, look, I get it. You know, you're at your desk and you just don't realize that it's messy or that there's lots of stuff, and that's fine. That's your own personal space, right? And no one's really going to notice, and no one's going to be affected by it until they come over to you to talk to you, like, wow, you have a lot of stuff. But if it's in a public area...and you don't clean up, that is very, very annoying.
That is very, very annoying. And I can't decide which one's more annoying. I think people should all carry this list and figure out, you know, not to do any one of these, including, you know...being the freeloader, eating other people's snacks, and never bring your own.
That's why I never eat other people's snacks, because I never bring my own.
Well, that's fair enough.
It's like birthday parties. Whenever I invite anyone to my birthday party or to my kid's birthday party, I always tell them, look, don't buy any presents, right? So that way, when it's their birthday party or their kid's,I'm not expected to bring a present either.
I see. That's why the only times I see you offer something is when you have leftover food.
Sometimes. Well, no, it's not like, there's a difference between leftover food and half-eaten food. We're talking about like leftover pizza, right?
Right.
Not half-eaten.
Right, and not
sandwiches.
Saying that you chewed on them first and then offer them to somebody
else. It's not ABC.
No, the only time that I've seen John offered something was when he orders something and then he takes the essence, the stuff away, and then asks around the office, do you want a box?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want the package?
I see what you mean.
John, I mean, throughout my life, I've never encountered a situation as such.
Because I don't want to throw it away. If someone has a use for it, then they should use it.
The packaging box.
Yeah, but I get a lot of packages from my mom, and I live an hour away by subway, so I don't want to bring the whole box with me. So I'll take it out and put it into my backpack. It's much much easier. But then I have a box. What am I supposed to do with the box? Maybe someone else can use it. That's why I ask.
Okay, I kind of understand that. You know, although that seems to be the only things you've offered.
No. I've offered cookies before. Anytime I get a care package from my mother,
that
has shareables in it, I always share that.
That
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Apart, there was once that John did bring in some cakes and sweet stuff for everyone.
See, I'm not, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the box thing happens far more often. Yeah.
Koei says, speaking loudly and eating something with a strong smell makes me disgusted, but I love all the perfume, so it's okay with me to sit behind someone with a strong perfume, a lot of perfume.
I agree. I kind of agree, actually. I mean, I don't really wear cologne all that much myself, but I do appreciate when a man or a woman... when they wear good smelling perfume. And it's pretty hard to find bad smelling perfume out.
Oh, it's easy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if it's cheap perfume, I mean, it's just a way to distract you, be it perfume, you know, in the sense, or also, you know, noise, like singing and dancing randomly in the office is really strange for me. I think that could be a major distraction. So anyway, it's just not creating distraction for other people and have a more community-minded thinking, I think, for other people. What I try to implement is, you know, be courteous to others no matter who they are. So, you know, just think about what other people would react if you're doing this thing.
Yeah, and be considerate. I mean, if for once you talk too loud and other people seem to, you know, frown, then just quiet down a little bit.